The pasuk which this sefer, Avos Chesed, the name is based upon, is a pasuk in Sefer Micha in Treyasar. Pasuk says, "Higid l'cha ha'adam ma toiv, u'ma Hashem derish mimcha, ki im asoyz mishpat v'ahavas chesed." Navi tells us, "Higid l'cha ha'adam ma toiv, I will tell you, men, all humankind, what is good? Ma toiv, what's good? Ma Hashem derish mimcha, what does Hashem expect from you? Ki im asoyz mishpat, only to do justice. Va'ahavas chesed, and to love kindness." The pasuk is a little perplexing. Why does it say the obligation is to love chesed? It should say Hashem expects of us to do justice and to do kindness. It should say asois mishpat v'chesed. Why does it say asois mishpat, do justice, va'ahavas chesed, and to love chesed? What is the stress on love? Also, the Navi prefaces by saying, "I will tell humankind what Hashem wants from you," as if this is something we previously didn't know. But who doesn't know that Hashem demands justice? The whole parasha of Ve'ela HaMishpatim is full of that. All the different halachas of Chayshim Mishpat, the financial obligation of being honest in business, being truthful, not stealing, giving people their due. It's, the Torah is full of that. What is Micha coming to teach us here? And the Torah in many places commands us to do chesed and kindness as well. All different forms of chesed, bikur cholim, tzedakah, and etc. If so, what is Micha coming to teach us? What is he coming to tell us? The Gemara Sanhedrin says a fascinating thing. It talks about someone who is summoned to a din Torah and has a dispute with his friend over a monetary matter, and he loses. And the Bezdin determines that he is obligated to pay his friend, and they determine that the shirt he is wearing isn't rightfully his, and they take the shirt right off his back. The Gemara says that this person, who just lost the shirt, should sing praises to Hashem. Lezamer Zamiri. He should sing praises. He should be thankful. So the Chafetz Chaim explains it to the Mashal. In a city, there was a group of rebellious individuals. So while they were planning their rebellion, they settled on a certain article of clothing that all members of the movement would wear to identify each other. They had, like, let's say, a red hat. So one night, a group of the rebels were at a local inn, and they worked up a tab at the bar. And when it came time to pay, they refused and got into an argument with the bartender. And eventually he won, and with brute force, he took their clothing from them as payment. And among the clothing was that red hat, that article, which identified them as rebels. He took it from them. They left the inn, upset and infuriated and humiliated. But later that night, there was a surprise sting operation by the government, who had received information about the rebels. And anyone wearing that red hat, that identifying article of clothing, was arrested and had all his funds frozen. They were eventually carted off to life imprisonment, and their property was subsumed by the government. But this little group of rebels escaped because they weren't wearing that article of clothing. The innkeeper had taken it. When they realized what happened, they went back to the innkeeper and showered him with thanks. "You think you did something nasty to us? You did us the greatest service, the greatest favor. You saved our lives." Likewise, the Chafetz Chaim explains that when someone steals something or has money dishonestly, his hands are not clean from Gezel, he's not nucky from Gezel, that has the potential of causing him to lose all his money. In particular, if he wears stolen clothing, it identifies him as a thief in Shemayim, in heaven, and brings upon him the full judgment, which can cause him to lose everything he owns. And therefore, Chazal were justified in saying that if someone loses a din Torah, and Beis Din determines that the clothing he is wearing is not rightfully his, and they take it from him, he should sing their praises. They're saving his life, and they're saving his money.